Chapter 5. The Bedroom. Vincent van Gogh painted the bedroom in 1888. Cara knew this because she had written about the painting for a school project. Her art teacher, Mr. Howlett, had asked the class to write about a picture that meant something special to them. Cara had fallen in love with the bedroom from the moment she first saw it in a book at school. It was a very simple picture of the artist's bedroom in the Yellow House, in a town called Arles, in France. The bedroom in the painting was a strange shape. One of the things Cara liked about the painting was the colours. The walls and doors were pale blue. The wooden bed and the chairs were butter yellow, and the windows were green. The colours made Cara think of the sun. She could see herself in the room, looking out of the windows onto the streets of a sleepy French town. She had always wanted a bedroom like the one in the bedroom. How strange, she thought, to find my favourite picture here. Suddenly, Martin ran into the room and jumped onto the bed.
"Come on, Cara. It's time to go and meet the spy," he shouted.
"You can't come with me," she replied. "He said I had to go alone."
"He?" said Martin, looking upset. "How do you know the spy is a he? Anyway, I'm not going to let you go on your own. I'm coming, and that's final."
So Cara and Martin left the house together. They crossed the courtyard and walked past the cottages to the barn behind the bushes. The barn was old and looked as if it might fall down at any moment. Cara walked in first, followed by Martin. She had expected the barn to be empty, but it was full of old furniture, paintings, boxes, broken computers, and 100 other strange things.
"This place is amazing," Martin said, sitting down on an old blue armchair.
"What time is it?" asked Cara.
Martin looked across at an old clock in the corner.
5:10, he said. "The spy is late."
They waited until 5:30, but nobody came. Cara felt disappointed. She had been excited at the idea of finding a new friend. Martin, however, seemed happy.
"Come on," he said, "let's go back."
Martin started walking back towards the house. Cara waited until he had left and then looked around the barn one last time.
"Hello? Are you here?" she called,
hoping the person was hiding in the shadows. But there was no answer. All she could hear was the sound of the clock. As she followed Martin back to the house, it started to rain lightly. Cara looked up and saw dark clouds in the sky above her, so she started walking more quickly down the path. As she passed the cottages, she thought she saw a curtain move inside one of the windows. She thought about knocking on the cottage door, but now the rain was falling more heavily, so she went on back to the house. When she got back, Mum was in the kitchen preparing dinner. There was no sign of Howard. Cara was glad.
"Mum," she asked, "are there other people staying here? I mean, in the other buildings?"
"I don't know," replied Mum. "I don't think so. Howard didn't say anything."
"Howard? Why would he know?" Cara asked.
Her mother's face went a little red.
"He lives up the road," she said, "so he knows who comes and who goes."
"Have you met him before?" Cara asked.
"Howard? No, of course not," Mum answered quickly. "Why do you ask?" No reason, Cara replied. I was just curious. There was something strange about Howard and about the way Mum acted when she was with him. When they had been lost in the car, Mum seemed to relax when Howard had told her his name. There had also been something strange about the way Mum had looked at him in the gym. Had they met before? Or was she attracted to him? Cara hoped not. She hoped her mother was not in love with Howard. The idea made her feel ill.
How long until dinner, Mum? Cara asked.
5 minutes, replied her mother. So Cara went to look for Martin. She found him in the games room.
This is cool, Martin said. He was throwing darts at a dartboard.
A large pool table dominated the room. Apart from the pool table, there was a small round table, the dartboard, and a big bookcase full of books and board games.
Do you want to play?
Martin asked as he walked to the dartboard and pulled out the darts he had just thrown. Cara shook her head.
I've been thinking, Martin said, about the spy. I think I need to teach him something.
Teach him? Said Cara.
She watched Martin throw more darts at the dartboard.
What do you mean?
I want to teach him that it's bad to spy on other people, Martin replied. After dinner, I'm going to go spy hunting. Do you want to come?
No, I don't, she said. You won't hurt him, will you?
Bullseye! Martin shouted as a dart hit the very center of the dartboard.
After dinner, while Martin was spy hunting, Cara turned on the laptop and wrote a message to her mystery friend.
Please be careful, she wrote. Martin is looking for you.
She pressed send and quickly received a reply. Thanks for the warning, read the message.
Who are you? Cara wrote back. Why didn't you come to the barn?
There was a pause. Then the reply came. I told you before. I'm a friend. I went to the barn, but you weren't alone. I heard you talking to someone. I asked you to come alone.
I was with Martin. He's my brother, Cara typed.
Pause.
I have to see you alone, the message came back. How about tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock?
I'll be there, Cara wrote.
And the message came back. I must go now. Then Cara typed quickly.
Wait! Tell me your name.
Pause. Cara waited for an answer, but none came.
Had Martin found her friend? What had happened?
Later, when Cara finally heard her brother's footsteps coming along the corridor, she opened the door and called out to him.
Martin! What happened?
Martin turned and looked back at her. His face and hair were wet from the rain.
Did you find him? Cara asked.
Martin smiled. He managed to escape, he said. Someone must have warned him.
It wasn't me, Cara replied, too quickly.
Cara watched as the smile disappeared from Martin's face. She felt uncomfortable because she had lied to her brother, and he knew she had lied. What was happening? She had never lied to him before. Martin waited for Cara to say something, but she was silent. Then Martin turned and walked to his room.
Good night, Cara, he said, closing his bedroom door behind him.